Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gary Township
Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, at 7 p.m. Before we begin the meeting, the formal portion of the meeting, let me note for the record that this board met in executive session at approximately 6:20 p.m. and concluded at approximately 7:07 p.m. And during that time, we were discussing land, legal, and personnel issues. The board also held two public hearings this evening, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 5:45 p.m. So with that, and with those items noted for the record, I would ask all those in attendance to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Russo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crispin. Seeing that all members of the board are present, we have a quorum and we can proceed with the meeting. The first item on our agenda is our first visitor or public comment session of the agenda. It's an opportunity for residents, anyone really wishing to come forward, place comments into the official record. The rules around that are very few. We ask that you, when you come forward, you state your full name, first name, and last name for the benefit of the record, the court reporter. We ask that you keep your comments to approximately 3 minutes. I wind up being the unofficial timekeeper. If you get, you know, as you get close to 3 minutes, if you're not wrapping up, I will just gently ask you to finish your point and wrap up. We do so because we'd like to get as many people as possible to want to speak, an opportunity to speak, but we also have a lengthy agenda to get through this evening. I'd also like to advise all persons present that, and although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to indicate that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So the things that you say do get recorded into the official record, and please be advised of that. That being said, we will begin with then the first visitor public comment session. Anyone wishing to address the board, merely just come forward. We'll rely on you to peacefully decide who goes first. Mr. Pivetti?
Anybody else like to go first? Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Good evening, everybody. Lou Pivetti, 156 West Reba Avenue. I just want to just quickly express my gratitude and thanks to the Board of Supervisors, to the Township Administration, to the Police Department, and lest we forget, to HENR for, in my opinion, an outstanding level of cooperation, a great collaborative effort. A couple of years ago, several of us expressed a concern about the traffic situation on some of the back streets. And traffic in and of itself was never the problem, even traffic jams. We can all deal with a little bit of heavy traffic on your Saturday and Sunday mornings. It was the dangerous situations which were a symptom of a problem. And that problem, I think we all pretty much agreed, was the relatively new slip lane entrance to the Giant Center, which I, along with many others in town, we love that road. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I said it before, I'll say it again. When I go to Bears games, there's nothing better than leaving my house and getting to my seat in like 10 minutes. But we all knew it was an unintended consequence, only for the big events. We're not being unrealistic. And we addressed this in 2019, and we had sort of kind of a breather year for all the wrong reasons, of course, with the pandemic. And it was tested. The closure was tested in 19 for a smaller concert, and it was done again last week. I can tell you there was virtually no traffic on Ridge Road, and you might think I have nothing better to do, but I was driving home from Middletown on Friday, and what better to do on a rainy day? I drove around and I actually typed in, "Take me to the Giant Center on Waze." And the last thing we wanted to do was to create a problem on another street or another neighborhood, and especially the Swatara Station neighborhood, which is right there at Hockersville. And anyhow, long story short, as I was coming down 322 approaching the Med Center, it said, you know, take the loop and go around Hershey Park Drive. Okay, I kept going straight. And then I got to Staples. Only at that point did it say turn left on Hockersville to take the shortcut. And that's okay, because if you're coming to a concert from that far west, you're probably not going to get that far to no big deal, to Hockersville. Then I got down to Simmons and wanted me to go around the block and go back down old West Chocolate. And then when I got to the corner of Ridge and Chocolate, it did not have me turn left. It had me turn right, as if to say, go home. And then I got to Elm. I thought, I'm going to try one more thing. I turned left on Elm, got down to the baseball field. I turned right. It wanted to take me out to Governor Road. It worked. It worked. So again, I want to thank everybody. I hope we can continue this in the future. Again, we're not looking for miracles or perfection. We're just looking for increased added safety. While I'm on the topic of thanking people, I want to really, really thank the Derry Township Police Department. Over the past few months, there has been noticeable, and I mean noticeable, coverage, traffic detail by the police department all around town. I mean, cops are on their bicycles on the corner of Elm and Ridge, and it's just great. And we really appreciate their efforts. Last point. For people who haven't, this sounds silly, but for people who have not or don't use the recycle center on a regular basis, I got to tell you something. Those guys that work there are great. They give my dog treats. Where else can you go? My dog jumps out of the car and runs over to the office, and they get treats. The nicest guys, most helpful guys. So, you know, I said it before, you know, everybody can complain and hit the low-hanging fruit, but we often don't realize the type of great township that we do have every single day. Thanks for your time. If I went over, I apologize, but hopefully it was worth it.
I always let people go over the same nice thing. Sometimes I don't let you go over.
I've been politely.
And thank you for raising that. And I do want to thank Supervisor Zamuda and Supervisor Nutt, because they sit on our transportation committee and they have been working very hard with the folks on the transportation committee, which include lots of people in this room, trying to come up with solutions, with police department involved in those discussions. And so it looks like we're making progress, and we'll just keep trying. And as long as we keep getting feedback from folks, truthfully, good or bad, it helps shape the things we can do, right? So thank you, I do appreciate it. We all appreciate the compliment.
Well, again, thanks everybody.
I would add a thanks to you, Lou, for your passion for being a part of the solution. You've been right there with everybody on the board and the police and trying to help, so thank you for caring.
Thank you very much.
I had to get a new text plan because I got too many texts from you. So, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rich Campbell, 39 Hockersville Road, Hershey. Good to see you all back again in the same place, same room. I just wanted to bring up to David a recommendation. Got the letter from the Reese's about the town meeting. But looking at that and watching, because I, right on Hockersville Road, looking at the traffic increase and backups all the way down around the corner, has anybody suggested they build up instead of out? Since it's a one level to begin with, why don't they just take it up? And that way you're not interfering with the roadway, because sitting there at the corner where the dentist office is, out of most of the people coming up from Half Street, they turn right. They don't go left because of the intersection down at the bottom. So I think somebody might mention that they had the space to build up and go as far as they want without interfering with the normal flow of traffic. And again, you take a look, it's one road in and one road out. So it's really going to be a hardship. And the second thing I just want to bring up real quick is been following on Facebook about the issue with the downtown jaywalking. One of the things I recommended, if we could put together maybe a volunteer group to work with the police and kind of police it a little bit. Have volunteers like we have with the community police, making a presence, handing out information, maybe giving warnings to people, representing our town as far as the safety. Because, like I say, every time you turn around, there's a problem down here. Somebody already has been killed. But the parking, the darting between cars is really a problem. But maybe if we had somebody with the sign that said police, they might reconsider just darting out and hopefully save the life. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. We'll certainly take both comments under consideration.
Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. I don't know, Lou, you learned well. You start off your speech, and you're always supposed to start with something positive before you get to the negative. So the negative is Mr. Zamuda, we have to wear pants now. Because, you know, so at least, you know, some of it's there, but it's good to be back. Two things for me. I'm glad to see that you're tackling the tax association thing. One of the things that's always bothered me is that I don't know if we're the only municipality or not, but we can't pay our taxes online. You know, we either got to come out here, got to put a check in the mail, which, you know, that's the way we always used to do it. But more recently, I think I use one checkbook every 2 or 3 years. So it'd be good if we could get something that if you're looking to outsource this thing where the township could save money, because I've already said a few times, you've all done a fantastic job in curbing our expenses, looking for the low-hanging fruit so that we got through the bad year with less revenue, et cetera. So that's great. The other thing that I want to make a comment on is the new community centers coming next year. I'd love to see some advertisement to drum up support for people to start, you know, getting excited about the center. As you all know, I had quite a few things to say to oppose the center. I never opposed the center completely. It was just the expense of it all. Well, I haven't seen a business plan yet that says how we're going to pay for it. Everything that I've seen up to this point says that we're still going to operate in the negative. But I think if that is going to be the case, let's try to operate in the least negative amount as we can, or maybe even break even if we can get a lot of excitement of people joining the center and participating in a true community center. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rivers. Anyone else wishing to come forward? Okay, then we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the consent calendar. Under the consent calendar, there are a number of items that can be approved with one motion. They are as follows. The adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from June 22nd, 2021. The following financial and performance security matters. B1, 1 through 4, which is the release of the remaining balance of financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Kenneth Taylor Jr. for 1140 Jill Drive, S-2020-0018. B2, 5-11, the release of the remaining balance of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Lot 7 at the Oaks, S-2019-021. B3, 12-15, the release of the remaining balance of performance security provided for the preliminary final land development plan for UGrow Learning Center, plat number 1208. B4, 16-19, the reduction of the performance security provided for the preliminary final land development plan for the UGrow Learning Center addition, plat number 1271. And lastly, C, the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $2,211,200.41. And payroll for June 25th, 2021 in the amount of $307,699.44. And payroll for July 9th, 2021 in the amount of $316,349.40. So those are the items on the consent calendar for this evening's meeting. And again, we can take one motion to approve all of these items if that pleases the board.
I'll offer a motion to approve the consent calendar items A, all the items under item B, and C.
Motion made by Ms. Nutt to approve items A, B, and C. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second made by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion? Hearing there, none. All those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That will take us to new business. First item under new business is A1-18. It's an update on the fiscal year 2021 budget. It's what we're calling our mid-year overview. And Mr. Chrisman, I will turn that over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just waiting for the PowerPoint to queue up.
Where do you start it?
Our Zoom windows aren't working. Far top right, top left, the little projector thing up there, you see it up above autosave right there. All right, Mr. Chairman and Board, this is a continuation of our discussion regarding township finances as we are now through the mid-year of 2021. And trying to take a look at what COVID-19 continues to do to our local municipality and its finances. For those that are new to this meeting or haven't seen us on Zoom or heard this presentation before, this is a quick overview of the township's budgeting process. The Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code under Section 3205 requires that the governing bodies set the tax levies and municipal budgets, and this is how this is set throughout the Commonwealth and Second Class Townships. For Derry Township, the fiscal year 2021 budget has 11 funds, 8 operating and 3 capital. You can see there in the slide that we have a general fund, streetlight fund, community center fund, solid waste fund, the library fund, debt service fund, the liquid fuels fund, and lastly, an operating reserve fund. On the capital side, we have a capital reserve fund, community center reserve fund, and a road equipment fund. The 2021 budget was adopted on the revenue side of $22,982,846. That's a decrease in total of 8.44% over the 2020 budget. A lot of the revenue was reduced in its expectations due to the impacts of COVID-19 throughout 2020. This is a graphical presentation of how revenues flow into the township, and as you see here in the orange section and this dark blue section, this accounts for 84% of our general fund revenue, and that is our real estate property tax and our Act 511, which is the most impacted area of our budget with respect to COVID-19. And for those that don't know what Act 511 covers, it does cover our real estate transfer tax, earned income tax, local services tax, the occupation tax, amusement and parking tax, which is, you know, a lot of scrutiny is put on our budget based on those last two. I think this slide's important. I'm going to continue to show this throughout the year. For anyone that pays taxes in Derry Township, you will see that the township taxes that we collect are 9% of your total tax bill. And through that 9%, the residents receive 24/7, 365-day police coverage, public works that deals with snow plowing, paving and additional municipal services throughout the township, recycling services, parks and recreation, a new community center, a library, code enforcement services, and planning services, all of which is covered by that entire 9%. So I think a lot of scrutiny gets put on Derry Township simply because people confuse us with the Derry Township School District, which we are not. We do not collect 67% of the taxes in this township. We collect 9%. So the COVID-19 effect and its impact on revenue, through the end of the second quarter, revenues and you'll see in a minute, should be trending at somewhere between 50%. Revenues 50% or higher and expenses 50% or lower. By the end of June, all of our revenue categories are trending exactly where we want them to be. They are slightly higher due to the fact that we did receive the ARPA monies at the end of June. When you look at, and I'll get there in a minute, our 2021 budget, we set that amusement and parking tax at $525,000 this year. That's a significant decrease over where we were a year ago at $2.3 million. We deflated that estimate based on what we were seeing as far as the trends as they were coming out of Hershey Park and as it relates to the amusement tax and the parking tax. And we all know that 2021 thus far has been a little bit better. We're beginning to see things normalize, but the park is still governed by CDC regulations and Pennsylvania Department of Health guidelines. We've had one concert thus far this season. So all of those revenues that we would generate through that have not yet trickled in through the door. So the amusement tax, the parking tax revenue that you'll see in a minute is slightly lower than where you would expect it to be at the mid-year, but that's because our revenues trail slightly from the park just based on the distribution when it occurs. And it's a little blurry, but this is an overview of the general fund. So you can see here in total, we're at 62% of budget, which I'm very happy with at this point. Now, again, that does include the $1.3 million that we did acquire through the ARPA funds. That distribution was received here at the township on June 29th. As everyone is aware, we'll get the second half of that in May, and I'll just kind of highlight that a little bit later on. On the expense side of the equation, we're running currently at 34%. That's a combination of our department heads that are in this room tonight taking it very seriously about managing the expenses that we put in their care. And in addition to that, a lot of our larger expenses with debt service, that'll be in the second half of the year. So that number will come up as we get closer to the end of the third quarter. So I anticipate us ending the year probably right on target of where we are in our budget. This is a summary of where we are at the end of June, and these are the Act 511 taxes that I mentioned before. I think I noted in a previous presentation that HENR did let us know that Giant Center Pilot we would not receive that for the next 4 years. So for us, that's about $460,000 over the next 4 years. We did, however, to date receive $267,517 of the pilot payment for the Hershey Medical Center. So that does actually increase our budget expectation of $230,000, which we're fine with. But again, I just want to stress that for the next 4 years, including last year, we will not see a pilot payment for the Giant Center. When you look at the amusement tax and you start to come down, you look at our trends over here in this percent received column. Real estate transfer tax is certainly subject to the market conditions. Right now, that's running at 34%. Earned income tax, local services tax, are running at the rates where we expect them to be based on the distributions from the collectors. Occupation tax is running at 83.26%. And I apologize, it's cut off over here. We are above, I believe, where we were a year ago at this time. So that's encouraging. But I do want to point out again, here is our amusement and parking tax totals. As you can see here, the budget was adopted at $525,000 through the door. This is what we've gotten through the end of June. Now, again, I just want to stress that these numbers are probably lower than where we would expect them to be mid-year just based on the calendar, but that's strictly because of the distribution and how quickly funds flow to the township from the park. On the expense side of the equation, you can see here that in the aggregate, the township reduced its budget from 2020 to 2021 by 7.8%. Our total budget, operating budget for the general fund for this year is $19,300,175. As you can see graphically, police services represents approximately 37% of the total budget. And from there, you can see how it breaks out across all of our departments throughout the township. This is a picture of the same slide I showed before, just to highlight again, we're at 34% of budget right now through the end of June. Again, I'm pleased with where that number is, but I just want to caution everyone that that number will go up and it will be more in line with the adopted budget as we get further along with the year. So some additional concerns for 2021, much of the same of what we've had for the last couple of years. You know, COVID-19 continues to be an issue for us nationally. As things begin to change, regulations begin to change, more people get vaccinated, we're going to continue to stay the course of being conservative in our budget estimation, and we're going to continue to be extremely conservative on the revenue estimates for 2022 in anticipation of potential revenue declines that may exist in 2022 or beyond. I've said this a number of times, I said it through the budget hearing last year, that our amusement and parking tax in our budget is IFCOM, it is not income and should be treated as such. It can go away. We learned in 2020 that 2.3 million that we relied upon for so many years went away as quickly as it came in. So my recommendation to the board as we move forward and we continue with our budgeting is to keep the amusement tax and parking tax estimates at a very conservative number, artificially lower than what we would see on a normal basis, and then work towards keeping our expenses as we move forward in line with the revenue expectation that we expect. So that will be the challenge for the department heads as we move forward to make sure that we're consistent in developing those budgets. Next steps for next year, much of what we did last year, we will continue to monitor all of our revenues. We close the gaps with targeted cuts across our budget. We do evaluate continuing debt service and restructuring opportunities if they're there. At this point, I don't have any recommendations for the board to restructure any debt. We would have some small debt service that we can take advantage of by restructuring this year, but I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze in terms of the financing and all of the costs associated with that. It doesn't quite make sense for this year. Last year it made a lot of sense for us to do it, and we took advantage of the marketplace. Getting on, and I mentioned this early on, everyone is aware, on March 11th, President Biden signed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package into law. It's known as the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. $350 billion has been earmarked for state and local governments, with $13.722 billion allocated for Pennsylvania. Erie Township's total allocation out of that $13.7 billion is $2,496,318. With this distribution being split almost equally 50-50 over the next 2 years. And like I said, slightly higher. Our distribution was received on June 29th, and that was $1,321,396.47. We anticipate that second distribution probably in May of next year. So in terms of what those funds can be used for, you know, we're still getting guidance trickling out of the U.S. Treasury Department with respect to how municipalities and local governments can utilize those funds. In fact, tomorrow I have a conference call. If you recall, we got engaged with Zonkowski Axelrod. We will have a meeting tomorrow to discuss some new regulations and how that will impact our budgeting dollars. So the one piece of advice that we received, and I concur with at least from our auditors, you know, from a single audit standpoint, we have put that money in a separate interest-bearing account outside the scope of other township funds simply because we may have to pay some of it back. We don't know what regulations are coming. We may not be able to keep all of it, or we have to spend all of it. You know, there's a lot of unknowns yet at this point with respect to the law. So I'm taking a more conservative approach and trying to lock it away, keep it away, and you know, we'll address that money as time goes on and we understand it a little bit clearer. So the next steps for us is a continuation of what we've been doing and we'll continue to do, which is we will evaluate all of our township departments and we look for opportunities to restructure or outsource non-mission critical positions. Later on in our agenda, we talk about the tax association. You know, I will be asking for authorization tonight from this board for us to develop an RFP to go out and evaluate, along with the Derry Township School District, what services the marketplace may have to help us address tax collection costs. You know, one of the things that the board requested last year as we were going through the height of the pandemic was to make sure that we look at every opportunity and give it a critical evaluation, and you know, tax collection services is no different. So we are taking that opportunity this year in a very measured approach. Once the RFP is, if the board would authorize that tonight, The RFP would go out in conjunction with the Dairy Township School District, and both entities can evaluate what those responses are, what they look like, and we'll come back later to in the fall to talk about what that looks like. And then you can make an informed decision, if any at all. And lastly, before I open up for questions, the one thing I'm going to continue to stress as we move forward throughout the year is refocus our energies on building our reserve funds. That $1.3 million that the township was allocated through the ARPA Act, that's a great start for us. We are allowed under the law to utilize that for lost revenue. We can certainly demonstrate through 2020 that the loss of Act 511 revenue, specifically for amusement and parking tax, will cover the $2.6 million that we'll be getting out of ARPA funds. So at this point, I'm going to open it up to the board for questions and comments. I'm happy to entertain those and answer them for you.
Questions for Mr. Crystal?
I have one. I don't know that you'll have the answer off the top of your head, Chris, but thank you for doing this. It was good to have that update. If you could compare for us at some point where we are with amusement tax and parking tax in 2021 compared to 2019, just kind of curious, are things really getting back to normal? And I love the idea of it being income versus income, but just kind of curious if things are kind of back to normal or if we're still sort of in a reserved spot with that.
Off the top of my head, I don't know the answer without going back and verifying the numbers, but I think our baseline as we move forward, I think everybody should keep the number of 2.3 million in your mind. That's kind of about where it has been for the last couple of years. So I think as we develop our budgets moving forward and we keep the IFCOM model in mind, we keep that number artificially low, and that then builds in net reserve balance for you in the end, at the end of the year. So as you're dialing in your expenses and you're keeping them lower to that revenue estimate that you put in the budget, you automatically create a fund balance, because that number we know as things normalize is going to be higher. Is it going to be $2.3 million higher? I don't know. That's the IFCOM side of that discussion. But no matter what we get, even if it's, $500,000 more than what we budgeted, that then becomes the seed money for your operating reserve. That money should be moved aside and set aside so that it becomes a true reserve.
Thanks.
Sure.
Other questions? Comments? Chris, thank you for putting that together. Keep up the good work. And thanks to you and your department heads for the efforts that all of you have made over the last year and a half to address the revenue issues. We're making really good progress, and good to see. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then, moving along, the next item on our agenda is B19. It's the request for authorization to prepare and solicit a request for proposals to evaluate the transfer of the township tax collection services. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just mentioned this briefly in my last presentation. As we went through 2020 last year, we learned an awful lot about service delivery and trying to provide good community services at the most cost-effective rate based on the conditions in our community. And for us, there was a significant impact on the revenue side of our budget. One of the tasks that I was charged with from the board was to take a look at all of the services that we provide in our community. And in this particular instance, we're looking at tax collection services. And as I just noted, the Dairy Township School District, we utilize the Tax Association for that purpose of collecting tax, real estate taxes, all of the taxes that I just mentioned up on that screen. And there's an opportunity for us to put an RFP on the street to take a look at what the private sector and the private marketplace would offer to the township and the school district in an effort to analyze what cost savings, if any, would be available to both entities. I think that, as I had mentioned to Wendy Melhorn, who is the manager of the Tax Association, the request to do this is not a reflection of the services that they provide. They provide an outstanding service to this community. And I'm not going to sit here and say that they don't. I do think, however, we have an opportunity to take a look at, can we do things differently? And and that's a business decision that the board is going to have to make. But in order for us to get to that point, the board should authorize the administration to prepare an RFP to go out on the street and see what that is. So as I had outlined just a few minutes ago, if you do that tonight, you give us that authorization, I'm working with the Dairy Township School District's business manager, and we are collectively working on an RFP to go out on the street. Mr. Armstrong for the township is reviewing that on our behalf and the district solicitor on their behalf. Once that's done, we'll get that out. I anticipate that, you know, we'll get those back in the fall. We can have an educated discussion about what that looks like. And then both boards are going to have to make a decision based on that. You have to evaluate if there are savings. One, is it worth doing? Two, you know, you have to be able to put a value to the asset that we have today. You know, sometimes that's kind of hard. It's an apples and oranges kind of discussion. But I don't think either group can get to an informed decision without knowing that information from the RFP. So simply tonight, this is a request to you to authorize us to move forward. If we don't, then this is where it stops. So if we do move forward, as I mentioned, we'll go out and we'll be back to you here at some point in the fall. Under the different agreements that are structured between Mr. Pioletti as our tax collector, the Tax Association, the Dairy Township School District, and us, we have to provide reasonable notice. And presumably, if we go out for an RFP and the boards collectively, both the district and the township, opt to move away from this model, we have to provide ample notice to both the association and both entities, and as well as our tax collector. So what that means is the timeline for this would occur until, if it all would work out, January of 2023. So I just want to put that out there. So we're looking at it in 2021 to understand what its cost implications are to the township. If the boards move forward with that decision at the end of this year or early next year, notice would then be given, the proper notices as outlined in the different agreements, in early 2022, with the intent that tax collection services would migrate beginning January 2023. So that's the overall timeline. So, happy to answer any questions at this point.
And has Mr. Pioletti been involved or being asked to be involved in the process, so it's, you know, sort of a cooperative effort?
Yes, I mean, Lou and I, we'll speak for him, but we've had several conversations. He's been extremely helpful. And again, it's like, I go back to, it's not a reflection of the people in that office doing the job. This is a dollars and cents question. Can you do something other than what we do today more efficiently at a lower cost? That's really what this is.
Any questions for Mr. Crispin on this item?
Mr. Crispin, just following up to what Mr. Rivers noted, I know most of us have heard that same issue, that residents would like to have an online form to pay, whether it's an ACH withdrawal or through a credit card. When we're putting out the RFP, and as you said, looking at apples to apples, that would be something I think that if we're going to truly look at apples to apples, we should look at the Tax Association of being able to implement something along those lines so that it is more convenient for residents to pay those taxes in a timely manner.
The simple answer is yes. Okay. So part of that proposal will be to look at, you know, what services can private entities provide? You know, I'm just going to pick a name out of the air. So, like, you know, in the Act 32, when it was put in place, you know, we have Keystone, we have Berkheimer, we have a lot of big tax collection firms throughout the Commonwealth that do this on a regular basis, all of whom provide the ability to pay taxes online or, you know, through some kind of portal. You know, that's more standard than not. So, yeah, it's going to be part of our proposal. It's going to be part of what we anticipate them bidding on. So, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Mr. Chair, I actually do have a question. I was going to bring this up. I was going to wait until a later date, but I just wanted to make sure that when we do the statement of work for this, that there's something in there about enforcement. Because right now, we do have a bit of an issue with enforcement on arrears, taxes and arrears. And I want to know that if we are to hire out to another company, that they're going to follow through with this.
And as part of the proposal draft, there is enforcement provisions included in that. I mean, and it makes sense to do So anytime that you're collecting a tax, you want to make sure that you have the ability to go and enforce whatever regulations or laws are on the books in the respective community that they are representing, so that both the district and the township are, you know, conceivably getting as much revenue as they can that they're legally allowed to collect. So we have to have an enforcement mechanism on the other side to be able to do that. So that will be a part, that will be addressed.
And as a follow-up to that, I'd like to suggest that we update that particular ordinance. I had a chance to look through it. It's very short, but there's some things in there that could be updated. So I'd like to get that done too. So when you and Pat get together with Wendy, discuss that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, if there's any other questions, this is the time to ask. Otherwise, we can entertain a motion.
I'll go ahead and make the motion that the board authorize township manager to prepare and solicit a request for proposals to evaluate the transfer of township tax collection services.
Thank you, Ms. Court. The motion has been made by Ms. Court to authorize the township manager to prepare and solicit the request for proposals. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is C-20-31. It's the request for authorization to execute an agreement with HRG for a scope of services to conduct a 422 downtown pedestrian safety evaluation. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, we've been having ongoing dialogue and discussion regarding pedestrian safety in the downtown Hershey corridor. 422 corridor. Our transportation committee has been looking at this as well. As part of that, HRG, the township's engineer's office, has prepared the scope of services that's attached to your packet tonight to evaluate improvements in the corridor and to begin to make recommendations to the board. This is an unbudgeted project for 2021. We anticipate the total project cost to be $15,500 to conduct that study.
Any questions?
I do not have a question, Mr. Chair, but I do have a comment. This is excellent. This is part of a big puzzle we're trying to put together. I would like to suggest that we have a follow-on, with the agreement of the board, of course, that we have a follow-on contract with HRG to examine traffic at the corner of Coco and Governor Road, north and south directions, with the intent of putting a left turn signal in coming north and south on that road. So if the board agrees with that, I'd like to give Mr. Crispin the authorization to go forward with HRG.
Do we need a motion? Is that do we have to amend?
What's the motion? Is the intent of your motion to authorize moving forward with this?
Moving forward with this and
with this agreement that's
yes,
been proposed
as it is.
As is. As stated on the HRG letter dated June 22nd, 2021, as well as authorize Chris Crispin to at least request another proposal from HRG for the additional work.
Yes, sir.
So why don't we keep as one motion for both? Or
that would probably be a good idea. We can kill two birds with one stone.
As long as the board is okay with the second part of the motion.
Yeah, well, I think when, I don't want to speak for everybody. I think that everybody is nodding their heads in affirmation that that makes good sense. So we could take a motion that includes both. Okay. If you're brave enough to now make that motion, Mr. Armstrong suggested.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the business at hand. Yeah, I don't have it written up yet. That the board authorize the township manager to execute the agreement with HRG for the purpose of conducting a 422 downtown pedestrian safety evaluation and enjoin with HRG to get an estimate for a traffic study and potential contract for corners of Ridge, or Cocoa, and Governor.
And to be clear, what that motion will do is it will authorize Chris to execute this current engagement from a $15,500 estimate for this project, and then get a proposal from HRG for the additional work for it to come back before this board to review and potentially authorize and execute at that point.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're all clear. Motion is made by Mr. Zaruda. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second motion seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously.
I'd just like to apologize for confusing everybody.
All right, moving along, the next item is D32-33. It's the request for authorization to execute a landowner letter of commitment for township-owned lands adjacent to an unnamed tributary of the Swatara Creek for the purpose of designing, installing, and maintaining conservation best management practices, improving water quality in the region. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, Dairy Township Municipal Authority is our manager of all stormwater management improvements throughout the township. They are requesting that we execute this landowner letter of commitment that would allow DTMA access to township-owned lands along the unnamed tributary to the Swatara Creek. Again, this is for design, installation, and maintenance of best management practices to improve the overall quality of the tributary and the Swatara Creek and the region. So this letter of landowner commitment is a requirement from Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. They can't begin work on our property without our permission, so that's really what this is, and DEP wants to make sure that we're okay with them coming on our land to make improvements.
Yeah, the only thing I'll add is something that moving forward with that project. It looks like there will be landowner granting agreement coming down the pipe, which will probably have maintenance requirements associated with the improvements that are installed on that property.
Right.
And it sounds like without knowing exactly what's in store for us, this would provide for the municipal authority to build things like riparian buffers and things of that nature to prevent runoff into the Swatara Creek, which does ultimately improve the water quality. Right. So the purpose is a good one. Any questions for Mr. Crispin? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the Township Manager to execute a landowner letter of commitment for township-owned lands adjacent to the unnamed tributary of the Swatara Creek for the purpose of designing, installing, and maintaining conservation BMPs, improving water quality in the region.
All right, thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is P34-76, the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, plat number 1339. This is Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the Milton Hershey School campus contains 2,785.86 acres of land, which are shown in this plan. The project that they're doing presently is located in, I call it the southeast corner of their campus. And it's going to disturb approximately 10.4 acres of land. The focus of the land development plan is construction of two essential employee dwellings for the Milton Hershey School. Each structure will contain five dwelling units, and each building will be sprinkled. The buildings will be served by public water and sanitary sewer facilities. The plan also proposes a private fire hydrant located along the public road. The dwellings will be accessed from a single driveway under the Meadow Lane,
about 150 feet south of EB Road. The project narrative notes that the additional traffic associated with this project is anticipated to be associated from within the existing campus, and therefore a traffic study was not performed. I agree that a traffic study is not necessary for this development. The stormwater management facilities for this development are comprised of an infiltration basin and associated drainage pipes as shown downslope of the buildings. They've asked for a series of waivers, and with the exception of waiver O&R, which are really deferments, the waivers are requested as they're typically done for the school campus here, and they relate to not showing certain items outside of the area proposed for development. So without going individually through the waivers, unless somebody has a question on one, I would say that would cover all of the waivers except for O&R, which O&R being deferments, the one is the deferment of the curbing for all existing streets on the property and adjacent to the property. And the Planning Commission and the staff have recommended the deferment be granted with the stipulation of property owner enter into our standard agreement. Likewise, there's a deferment for sidewalk installation. And again, the Planning Commission and staff recommend that deferment be granted with the stipulation of the property owner enter into the standard agreement with the township. I'm recommending approval of plat 1339, conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. The applicant shall reimburse the township for all costs incurred in reviewing the plan no later than August 13th, 2021, and the applicant shall continue to satisfy and pay all outstanding township professional consulting services invoices in relation to the plan in accordance with 503 of the MPC. And then the following items need addressed by January 13th, 2022. The applicant shall provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the proposed improvements depicted on the plan in the amount of $675,573 and in a manner and form acceptable to the township. The applicant and owner shall agree to execute a development and financial security agreement in a manner and form acceptable to the township. The applicant shall comply with and or otherwise satisfy the comments within the township engineer's review letter dated July 2nd, 2021. The applicant shall provide the township with $14,531.90 fee in lieu of land for park and recreation space. And then the following, still January 13th, 2022, the applicant shall provide a CD containing a digital file of the plan in AutoCAD or DXF compatible format. The applicant and owner shall provide three originals of the signed and notarized deferment and financial security agreement. The owner shall agree to execute and have notarized a declaration of covenants for the deferment of curbing and sidewalk installation in a manner and form acceptable to the township. The applicant and owner shall provide three originals of the signed and notarized stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement, and the applicant shall provide a final copy of the declaration referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement. Those are all items to be addressed by January 13th, 2022. And then the final items for recording is the applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, PADEP, FAA, EPA, if applicable. The applicant shall record the deferment and financial security agreement or memorandum of the same concurrently with the plan. The applicant shall record a declaration of covenants for the deferment of the curbing and sidewalk installation concurrently with the plan. The applicant shall record the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan. And finally, the applicant shall record the declaration referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan. I'm also recommending that the waivers and deferments be granted as listed in my agenda item. And I will point out that representatives for the applicant are here this evening if you have any questions beyond what I might be able to answer.
All right,
Let's just see. Does anyone have any questions on this agenda item for Josh? Mr. Armstrong?
With respect to the deferments for the East Curving and Sidewalk, are we requiring them to post any financial security associated with the deferments?
We are not. It's over the entire campus, and who knows when that might happen.
Any other questions? If not, we can entertain a motion. There will be two motions that are requested by Mr. Emmer.
I'll offer a motion that the waivers and deferments are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, Plat 1339.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes. I'll go ahead and make the second of these related motions, which is that I move that the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, Plat 1339 is approved, subject to compliance with items A through N in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion also passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving along, the next item on our agenda is F77-141. It's the preliminary final land development plan for Trogues Independent Brewing, plat number 1341.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This property is owned by the Hershey Trust Company and is leased to Trogues Independent Brewing. The site is within the General Commercial Zoning District and also the Hershey Park Drive Route 39 overlay. The site contains a gross lot area of 16.027 acres and is currently used as a brewery and restaurant. This plan proposes the expansion of the building generally in front of what exists there today, and some recapturing some parking, reconfiguring some parking, and adding some parking to the site. The applicant in this case has not submitted a traffic study, but has completed a narrative generated for traffic. The purpose of this expansion is an expanded canning line. We're not anticipating new restaurant space or new employees, and that's why there's no traffic study. The configuration lot was modified by Plat 1334, which was the Hershey Trust Company State Police Academy plan that was recently approved by the board but has not yet been recorded. It'll be necessary for that plan to be recorded prior to final or ultimate approval, or it would be a condition of this plan, because today this lot is not quite in the configuration shown on the plan. They've requested some waivers from the subdivision land development ordinance. And here again, they're really asking for the waivers based on the size of the property and the limited amount that they're disturbing. In this case, they're asking for a waiver of showing all existing structures, wooded areas, water courses, rock outcrops, and culverts within 200 feet and 50 feet of the final plan. And Planning Commission and staff are recommending that waiver be granted. They're seeking a waiver from showing contours within 250 feet respectively of the lot. And again, the Planning Commission staff are recommending that waiver be granted. They're asking for a waiver of plan scale to allow them to show portions of this plan at a scale of 1 inch equals 80 feet, which is smaller than the required 1 inch equals 50 feet. And then again, the Planning Commission and the staff are recommending that waiver be granted. They're seeking a waiver, oddly, from the profiling of stormwater sewer systems. Our ordinance requires, and there's a typo in the ordinance that they're asking for a waiver of, which is why it's oddly, because nobody else that's processed a plan has really asked for this waiver. I consider it a typo. But anyway, our ordinance requires a horizontal scale of 1 inch equals 50 feet and a vertical scale of 1 inch equals 50 feet, and all the other places where we ask for a profile, it's a vertical scale of 5 feet. That's the waiver they're asking for, is to go to a 5 foot vertical scale. And they're also asking for a waiver from profiling all of the existing utilities on the property. And in this case, they have profiled what they're affecting. So we are, of course, recommending that waiver be granted. We are recommending that plat 1341 be approved, conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. The applicant shall reimburse the township for all costs incurred in the reviewing of the plan no later than August 13th, 2021. The applicant shall continue to satisfy and pay all outstanding township professional consultant invoices in relationship to the plan in accordance with 503 of the MPC. Then the following items need completed by January 13th, 2022. The applicant shall provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the proposed improvements depicted on the plan in the amount of $825,591 and in a manner and form acceptable to the township. The applicant and owner shall agree to and execute a development and financial security agreement in a manner and form acceptable to the township. The applicant shall comply with and or otherwise satisfy the comments in the township engineer's review letter dated June 29th, 2021. The applicant shall comply with and or otherwise satisfy comment one regarding standard detail 3304 in DTMA's review letter dated July 7th, 2021. The applicant shall provide a CD containing the digital file of the final plan in AutoCAD and DXF compatible format. The applicant and owner shall provide three originals of the signed and notarized development and financial security agreement. The applicant and owner shall provide three originals of the signed and notarized stormwater operation maintenance agreement for an access easement. And the applicant shall provide a final copy of the declaration referencing the stormwater operation maintenance agreement and access easement. And that was all due later than in January 13th, 2022. And then the following items need addressed as part of recording the plan. The preliminary final subdivision plan for the Hershey Trust Company in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, plat 1334, shall be recorded prior to the recording of this plan. The applicant shall update the instrument number in the source of title block on sheet C1 of plat 1341, which is this plan, upon recording plat 1334 and the transfer of the properties. The applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, PADP, FAA, and EPA, if applicable. The applicant shall record the development and financial security agreement or a memorandum of the same concurrently with the plan. The applicant shall record the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan. The applicant shall record the declaration referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement concurrently with the plan, and I'm also recommending that the waivers be granted as outlined in the explanation section of this agenda. That completes my report.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item?
Go first.
I do have one question. So, Mr. Emmerich, Trost's going to remain open during this construction, so they're expanding into there. That wasn't my question.
Was that a question or a hope?
Asking for friends, yes. So they're expanding their canning line into the parking lot. So my question is, if they're taking the parking lot spot, will there still be adequate parking? I mean, Trokes is really popular. So will they still have the same number of parking spaces during the construction to accommodate all the people that are anxious to get back there and visit?
So without reading through the staging for ENS, which would be my first clue as to whether or not they would be doing that, they are, you know, certainly putting more parking spaces in this section of the property than they're taking out from the other section. we would hope that they would stage it, that they would build the park.
Right.
And
okay.
Then put it, but I don't have that answer okay. here. I didn't see anybody representing Trogues here either, so.
Okay.
But I'm assuming their parking is consistent and compliant with the zoning ordinance currently.
It would have to be, so that if they would go the other way, they'd have to take seats out of the building.
Correct. So, I mean, if you wanted to add a condition that in the event they are staging, that they stage it in a way that they ensure that the parking is sufficient during that process, meaning probably they're going to put the additional parking first and the change in parking.
That would make the most sense.
I'll
look for that in the motion.
Mr.
Zamuda
has a question, then I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, Mr. Emmerich. I have two questions.
Go ahead.
Actually, I think this is a great idea. I like this. I like the idea of the bike path, and those are where my questions are. I'm looking at the drawing here, and it appears on the drawing that the bike path goes under the road, the entrance.
No, they just...
I didn't think it did, but that's what it looks like to me. It looks like they're... Usually you'd have you'd get rid of the line there on either side of the bike path and have some kind of hash mark across the road.
Like that?
Yeah. Yes. My other question is, and you and I and Natalie have discussed this for bike paths around the township, is there an opportunity here? You know where I'm going with this? To have Trogues extend this over to Northeast Drive?
That would be across somebody else's property.
Is there a way we can get their permission to do this? Or Trogues to do this?
Or tonight between the two plans, I think we're talking 22,000 in Park and Rec monies. It may make sense to try and go across Blue Green at this time, if we can piggyback onto the mobilization of Trogues' contractor. Zach, we need to work on that.
Zach.
Northeast Drive would be a good connection.
Yeah, that's what we've discussed that
yep.
forever. And I think this looks like an interesting opportunity.
So just for the rest of the board, Northeast Drive is a 32-foot wide cartway and no parking really on either side. So we were thinking, much like we have just off of 743, we might be able to carve an on-road bike lane down a portion of Northeast Drive.
Yeah, also for the board, these are some of the ideas that are coming out of Natalie and mine in Chuck's review of the Greater Hershey Traffic Study. These are that's just one of the ideas, is to complete that connection there. And I was just wondering if this might be a good time to look into doing something like that.
And the Trogners are very supportive of our bike efforts here in Derry Township.
Well, you're a big supporter of us.
Sorry, you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
So I just want to be clear that that I understand what's happening on that property. They're basically building a structure that's going to do canning, but they're not. You said that they're not adding more employees necessarily, and it's not for the public, right? So this is just sort of a.
That is what their narrative says, right?
Because I think it's important that they, you know, I think that the. If they were to expand the parking in either direction, now or at a future time, I personally have always been concerned with the entrance and exit there. There's only one way in and one way out, and it's not an easy place to get out of, truthfully. And it may be as that property, that plat, if you will, is now changing. Maybe there's an opportunity to put another entrance or an exit route of egress somewhere else. I don't want to cause a problem on another road, but they're in my opinion, not as an engineer, but just my opinion, if they were to start putting more spaces in and bringing more people there, it would be potentially a problem.
So I'm pretty confident this is not going to be the last expansion at this site, and it's quite possible that the next expansion on this site may address it directly.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions for Chuck on the item? If not, we can entertain a motion. You're really requesting two motions here.
I'll offer a motion that the waivers are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinance as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final land development plan for Troeg's Independent Brewing, plat 1341.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion is approved. Now we can entertain the companion motion.
Chuck?
Yes.
With respect to the plan, Hershey Trust owns the property, correct? They've signed off on the application and the plans.
That's correct.
Correct. And the bike path, is that proposed as an easement to the township, the proposed bike path?
It will be, yes.
Okay. And with respect to the traffic study, there's not a requirement for a traffic study for the plan, is there? Because I didn't see a waiver request for that.
Yeah, right. So in Derry, a traffic study is required when there's evidence that you are producing more than 100 peak hour trips, or if there's a known, the supervisors can request a traffic study if there's a known traffic issue in the area. So those are our two triggers.
Okay. Neither of those triggers have been triggered for this plan.
Since they've pretty much said that they're not adding any employees or public space, it didn't seem like a traffic study should be done.
Just, your comment before about the consideration of promoting the ingress and egress in that course. If we could request one, I think it might be worth it. I would wait until such time, since this plan doesn't contemplate bringing more people to the place, I wouldn't put that burden on them, but if they were to expand again, I think that would make sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, wait till that time.
I don't disagree, but I mean, they're busy the way it is. I often want to have to go by there. There's a line of people waiting a while. But I'm okay.
I just think we...
Yeah.
If you wanted to consider it in a conditional approval to reevaluate the need for a traffic study at any future development, for any future development applications that come in the door. If you have a concern now, it wouldn't be a bad idea to put it in this one. Not requirement for this plan, but to somehow almost create a trigger with respect to future development of the project, critical point of property.
All right, we can add that to the motion. All right, well, let me go ahead and make a motion, and I'll move that we at the preliminary final land development plan for Troeg's Independent Brewing, plat 1341, is approved, subject to compliance with items A through N in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item, and subject to the condition that should Troeg's entertain future expansion at this site, that they conduct a traffic study to address the challenges and or problems associated with their entrance exit at that site. That's my motion. Is there a second?
I'll second. Oh.
There was discussion of how the parking's going to be staged, that they remain in compliance with zoning requirements for parking during their construction. I think it's...
Does that have to be made part of the motion? Is that the expectation under the zoning law, the ordinances.
Matt looked while we were sitting here and said they're proposing to build the building first and the parking last.
Oh.
So,
okay. Let me withdraw my motion, and I will make a second, a new motion, and I'm sure others will add stuff to it if I mess up. But I move that the preliminary final land development plan for Troeg's Independent Brewing, plat 1341, is approved, subject to compliance with items A through N in the department head recommendation section of this agenda, comma, that a traffic study be conducted
to examine the route, the ingress and egress from that site in the future, should there be any additional expansion on that property. Any additional capacity expansion on that property, comma, and that they comply with our ordinance and parking shall remain at its current level during the period of construction.
So they, you know, maintain compliance with the zoning ordinance requirements for parking during construction.
So that's the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the consideration time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Trust Company in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, plat number 1334. Mr. Emery.
Can you move on? I'm sorry, I was having some issues with my tablet. Thank you. And ended up printing a lot of my agenda items because I couldn't get them to. And that one did not get printed. And this is a pretty simple item anyway, to be honest with you. This is the plan that we just talked about that has caused Trobe's land to expand upon its recording. And they've been working through some agreements and so on, and they are getting close. However, they did apply for an extension of the plan. And we are recommending that the board extend the approval of plat 1334 until September 9th, 2021, subject to the items listed 1 through 6 in my report, which are rather redundant of the original approvals. They're the items yet outstanding, which I'm happy to read through if you'd like, or we can leave it as items 1 through 6.
I say we just leave it as items 1 through 6.
Very good.
Any questions for Chuck on this? Otherwise, we can take a motion. I'll make a motion that we approve the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Hershey Trust Company in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, plat 1334, and that the requirements for approval are extended to September 9th, 2021, subject to compliance with items 1 through 6 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Tie. Motion is seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is H-176-179. It's the consideration of the adoption of resolution number 2021-13, approving the request of Carnes for an intermunicipal restaurant liquor license transfer from Lower Paxton Township into Derry Township. Just as a point of reference for those in the audience tonight, that was the subject of a public hearing that was held at 5:30 p.m. this evening. So, Pat, this is your item. I don't know if there's anything much to add.
Sure. No, it would just be a motion if the board wanted to entertain it, authorizing or approving resolution 2021-13, which approves the requested transfer of Pennsylvania restaurant liquor license number R35790 from a Weiss Markets in Lower Paxton Township into Derry Township at the Farms Prime and Fancy Food location located at 731 Cherry Drive, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Any questions for Pat on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that resolution number 2021-13 is hereby adopted, approving the request of Karn's Prime and Fancy Food LTD to transfer restaurant liquor license number R35790 into Derry Township.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, a motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of a motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is I, and it's 180, page 180, consideration of contract to remove the existing slate roof and installation of a metal roof for the police department facility. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The current roof on the police department facility is as old as the building itself, which is approximately 1960s vintage, and should have most likely been replaced when this facility was built, but it wasn't at the time. It's now outlived its natural life, so we're looking to replace that with a 25 gauge standing seam snap block roof system over that portion of the building. On June 22nd, we opened bids for this. We had one bidder for this particular roof system, and that was Windy Valley Exteriors from Gap at a cost of $99,899. And the breakdown is as follows. We included an alternate for two staggered rows of snow guards on all the eaves and the installation of 6-inch rain spouting on all the eaves when the roof has been, when the roof is replaced. So those, the roof and the two alternates give us the total of $99,890. Funding's been allocated for this under the 2021 Series A bonds that were approved some time ago by the board. We're recommending that the bid, as well as both alternates for the police department roof, be awarded to Windy Valley Exteriors.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions for Tom on this item?
Quick question, Mr. Clark. I know there was only one bid that was received, but was it fairly in line with what you were anticipating?
Yes.
Okay.
It was advertised. I don't think I mentioned that, but it was appropriately advertised.
Thank you. If there are no other questions, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize Mr. Clark to execute the contract for the roof replacement as well as the alternate options at the police department be awarded to Windy Valley Exteriors.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff for approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to award the contract to Windy Valley Exteriors for the roof replacement and the alternate options as described in the memo, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is J181. It's a request to conduct the 2021 Ben and Tim Day 5K race on Saturday, August 28, 2021, starting at 9 a.m. Mr. Farid.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The request was received from Al Fricke on behalf of the Ben and Tim Day event to hold the 30th annual 5K run on Saturday, August 28th, starting at 9 a.m. The event does start and end in the parking lot of the high school, and roadways involved in the race will be Homestead Road, East Caracas Avenue, Para Avenue, Meadow Lane, Homestead Lane, and Red Oak Lane. The plan is to have these roadways closed during the event for the safety of participants, and all closure points will be manned. The route this year is the same as it's been in past years. It's an easily managed route, and we do allow residents access when it is safe to do so when the run is going on. Most assigned posts will be manned by on-duty officers, community service officers, fire police, and we also have the cooperation of Milton Hershey School Security with the event. However, there may be some overtime coverage needed. The event organizer is aware of the township's reimbursement policy and has indicated their understanding and acceptance of the policy. As stated, this is the 30th year for this event, so it's been held before and is reviewed and recommended by the Traffic Safety Unit and the Police Department.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant. Is there any questions, Terry, on this item?
I just have a comment. I think it's wonderful. Last meeting, we were able to approve the Trokes Run, and now hopefully we'll be able to approve this. And it's wonderful to see these races back. They are huge, huge revenue sources for local nonprofits.
Yes.
And it's great that we're able to get them back and get that revenue back to these local nonprofits so they can start doing what they're doing.
Anything else? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that the request to conduct the 2021 Ben and Tim Day 5K race on Saturday, August the 28th, 2021, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning over various township roadways, approved by the Derry Township Police Department, is hereby approved.
Thank you very much, Ms. Court. Motion made by Ms. Court. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion is approved. The next item is K-182-189, acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 212 West Arriba Avenue, S-2021-012.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was for a new dwelling. The applicant and the property owners are Spencer V. and KCL Carberry. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $21,012 is to be provided, which the applicants have done in the form of cash, and they've entered into our standard agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $21,012 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Spencer B. and KCL Carberry for the stormwater management plan for 212 West Arriba Avenue, S-2021-012.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? If not, we'll entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and move that we accept the cash financial security in the amount of $21,012 and enter into an agreement to provide financial security with Spencer B. and KCL Carberry for the stormwater management plan for 212 West Arriba Avenue, S-2021-012. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, the motion passes unanimously. The last item we have under new business is L-190-195. It's the authorization for a civic banner to be located in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422. As well as at the east entrance of the Hershey Company's office building at 19 East Chocolate Avenue. Mr. Emery.
Supporting one more race for you then. So the ordinance does allow the Board of Supervisors to approve banners for civic and community events. In this case, the 32-foot-by-30-inch banners are proposed for the 18th annual Hershey Miracle 5K race. The race is sponsored by the Hershey Company and benefits the Children's Miracle Network. The 2021 fundraiser includes an optional virtual event from August 28th to September 24th and an in-person race on City Island on September 25th. The Hershey Company would have conducted the race as they normally do at the Milton Hershey School. However, Milton Hershey School is not allowing outside organizations to host events on their campus this year. They do plan to return though. The applicant would like to place the banner as attached to this agenda item in the grassy area next to the tech center, 422, as well as the east entrance to the 19 East Chocolate Avenue office building. The banner would be placed for not more than 30 days prior to the race and removed 2 days after the race. I'm recommending granting authorization for this civic event banner.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich?
Yes.
If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the 18th annual Hershey Miracle 5K race banner is authorized to be placed in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422, as well as at the east entrance of the 19 East Chocolate Avenue office building.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business. I would point out with our materials, well, we'll wait. That's for awards. That concludes new business. All right, the next item on the agenda is supervisor, board, or committee reports. So we'll start with Mr. Zamuda, we'll work our way down to Mr. Wyckoff. Don't feel obligated to offer anything that is, you don't feel is very important. So, Mr. Zamuda.
Everything I say is important. True. I just want you to know. I've had one, Natalie and I have had one meeting since the last board meeting. It was a Greater Hershey traffic study discussion. And it's an ongoing thing that we're doing right now. And one of these days, we'll come up with something for the board to review and discuss publicly. Secondly, I want to remind people we sell in the market on chocolate. We're looking for volunteers constantly. We're not looking for you to be there all day, just for an hour or two during the early afternoon to help clean up. Come on out and enjoy the rest of your township, your downtown. We're doing a really good job down there. There's a lot going on, a lot of shops, farmers, etc. So,
What time do you need volunteers?
We need volunteers between 1 and 2 o'clock, but mainly about 1:30. Cleanup is the hardest part.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a lot of fun out there. So it starts at 9:30, it ends at 1:30. So come out and join us.
Thank you very much. And that was very important. Thank you.
Critical.
I never doubted you.
This is important too. I had the honor of attending our Derry Township Police Department Awards event at the Hershey Lodge along with Chairman Abruzzo and Mrs. Nutt, and it was a wonderful evening. And I know we all know the good work that our police do in this community, but when you can sit and listen to story after story after story of what our officers are doing to keep us all safe, it's really just heartwarming and just very thankful as a resident for the good work they continue to do, and congratulations to everyone who was honored that night. So that's it.
Well said. Thank you. Mrs. Nutt.
I have no board or committee reports for this evening. Thank you.
DTMA met on the 28th of June, which I believe was after our last meeting. We just received an update on projects, as well as an update from the executive director on the egg-shaped digester. And everything continues to go well at DTMA.
Thank you. All right, and I have no board or committee report. I haven't, none of the committees I've sit on have met since the last meeting. So we'll move right to departmental reports. And we'll start with the police department, Lieutenant Farid.
The only thing to report, we have the first concert of the year under our belt. Everything went well. Mr. Pirelli, thank you for the feedback on the traffic with that, and we got a bunch more coming up.
Thank you. I'm wondering if we can, if there's a provision at the police department where you can deputize Mr. Pirelli. We should use the time that he's out on the street.
I may have my old safety patrol badge. I was captain a long time ago.
Chief Warner said I scare him enough, so
that's what I thought. Yeah. I would like to point out, Lieutenant, that we were in receipt of some letters of thanks from the community for both Officer Clement, Officer Ledbetter, and then members of the K-9 unit for different various things they've done in the community with respect to Officer Ledbetter involved in an investigation with a resident, follow-up with a resident on a sort of like an identity theft type thing. So kudos to all of those folks, in addition to the folks that received awards and recognition earlier this month. Kudos to the members of the department for being good public servants. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then we'll move to Mr. Sassman, Fire Department.
I have nothing for this evening, sir.
Then we will move on to Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I just pass along to the board that the 25-mile-an-hour signs that have been talked about over the last couple of months are going to start going up in the village here tomorrow. So you'll see that materialize over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
and I said this before, I'm going to repeat it because it involves the police department, public works, the folks like Natalie and Rick that sit on the transportation committee, the rest of the board that are constantly giving them feedback and input that they're delivering to the committee, Mr. Emmerich, Mr. Bonanno, other folks on the transportation committee. I do think we all feel the movement, the progress forward on these issues. And so thank you to the whole collective efforts from everybody involved in helping make various areas of downtown safer for pedestrians. With that, I'll go to the library. This is a great one.
Okay, thank you. I just want to remind everyone that the book sale is coming up starting July 30th and running into August 3rd. And it's also public knowledge now that this is my second to last township meeting. And so I'm working with Chris to be able to spread the news far and wide that there's a great job here for someone to take. So I'm sure we're going to find someone good. But I'll be here for the next township meeting and then hopefully we'll have someone on board soon. That's all I have tonight.
And I didn't want to steal Mr. Christmas thunder on this, but I do want everyone to know that we're also very grateful that you could be part of the select interview process for your replacement, yeah. Which means a lot to us because you've been absolutely stupendous in your job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your ongoing support.
Thank you very much.
All right, Zach, I don't know how you're going to follow that up, but Parks and Rec.
I have a very brief community center construction update for this evening. They have completed the bridge foundations, the paved path, and the concrete walkways connections to the school district campus, and the bridge installations are scheduled for next week. The masons are continuing with interior block walls. Right now they're focusing on the locker room areas, lifeguard, first aid room, as well as the outdoor concession and check-in area. The framing in the doorways are up in the majority of the building, and we just saw the first piece of drywall to the project has just gone up, so those enclosures are going to start kind of taking shape and closing in here pretty soon. Leisure pool, they finished that excavation, so that they're doing the pool piping and the drains associated with that. They're starting putting up the framing around the leisure pool, so they'll be pouring the concrete for that structure here pretty soon as well. And then also ongoing work with the roofing, probably approaching about halfway done with everything under finished roof. Electrical rough-ins, plumbing, and ductwork is continuing throughout the building. So all those updated pictures have been uploaded to HersheyCommunityCenter.org. So just encourage you to go there and check those out.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, can I suggest to the rest of the supervisors, I've taken the last two tours. I think you guys should get out there and see what's going on.
We're doing that as part of our Parks and Rec advisory meeting tomorrow. I haven't been able to attend the ones on Thursday, so I have a standing meeting at work, but I'm looking forward to going tomorrow.
It's really valuable. It's fascinating, too, at least from a little boy's point of view.
I thought that, that I know that we all fully intend to take a tour because it's important to see it, but I also even thought maybe even members of the Moeller board, since the Moeller Center folks are going to have space there. I mean,
already reached out to Melissa, so I think we already are trying to set something up there.
Good, because I know to Mr. Rivers' point, I mean, it's a lot of good things are happening over there. We do want to build excitement around it. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be beautiful. We want to start, and I know you're working on the programming and putting together the plan for the revenue, and you know, we have a lot of conversations around that stuff behind the scenes, so we know where you're at with that, but we do really need to start. Saying this, but I think it's good for us to continue to or start to really generate some excitement about that facility, because there's going to be some really cool things in that facility for all people of all age groups. So it's truly going to be a community center.
At some point when it gets a little closer, Zach and I have talked about maybe like in January bringing sponsors and donors through so they can see me. Right now you really have to use your imagination, but as it gets more community center like, I think it'll be important to start bringing members of the community in, and Zach and a few other members, Laura and Chuck, are going to speak at the Hershey Rotary in early August, and I know a lot of what Zach will be talking about will be the community center, so looking to do lots of things like that in the future.
Good. Very good. Matt Padeo, Township Engineer.
No report tonight, thank you.
That was predictable.
Mr. Embry.
I have two additional things. One is that we have a conditional use application in for another short-term rental at 1533 East Chocolate Avenue. So I'm looking to schedule that hearing for August 24th at 6 p.m. Whatever it's worth. Also, through the sale of a property and through the realtor, we've come to find that Hyden Court or Hyden Drive, as it gets mixed up, has some addressing issues. So I just want to give you a quick overview and let you know we're going to be sending out letters. Sometimes residents don't like it when their address gets changed, so this is a heads up. But here's what I think is, well, here's what's happened over the years. So this cul-de-sac is Hyden Drive. That's the way it was on the plans. That's the way it was adopted. That's the way it was accepted as right-of-way. This glorified driveway somehow got labeled as Hyden Drive over the years. I don't know if it's because of that, but many of the properties on this portion of Hyden Drive, beyond that private driveway, started adopting a court name, Hyden Court. And it's different, there's slightly different addresses depending on whether you look at Dauphin County tax records, 911 mapping, or our own permit files. I think the path that's going to cause the least changes for the least amount of people is that everything north of Hyden Drive private road is Hyden Court, and everything else remains Hyden Drive. Oddly, we have one address over here, 616 I think it is, Hyden Court that is a straggler, and it's that way on both records. But anyway, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Perchance somebody says they got a letter. And
well, let me follow up on that. So when are you going to send the letters out?
Probably in the next week or two.
Okay, and what's the timeline for actually changing the address? So
it's going to take an action in front of this board. It's going to take a resolution, I believe.
I think in whatever letter you send to these residents, recognize that if people order, you know, return labels on them, people have things with their address on it. The more lead time we can give people and say, this is going to be effective 6 months from now, 12 months from now, the board can decide what that is, but it should be, because it will upset people if it's, you know.
Yeah, this one isn't too bad. You're going to change a DR to a CT, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but people have to change addresses for bills.
Oh, I know, right.
So we want to give them as much lead notice so that it is as smooth as possible for the work they have to do on their side, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Mr. Chris.
That's all I have.
Sorry, Chuck. Did you want to
I said that's all I have.
Okay.
Mine is short and sweet. Also, I have nothing additional to report tonight.
All right, there you go. All right, thank you, everybody. Well, that brings us to the second visitor public comment session. So again, anyone wishing to address the board is welcome to come up to the microphone and just first name, last name, address, and then again, try to keep it about 3 minutes. The rest is easy.
Hi, I'm Stephanie DiDonatis. I'm at 16 Almond Drive over in Cocoa Towns. And I was driving through Annville yesterday, and the light started flashing because a pedestrian went across the street. And it was really nice because then it not only alerted me, but it alerted the person behind me, so they didn't run into me. Excuse me. So I was just wondering if there's going to be a traffic safety study in anticipation of the rec center coming in, the community center coming in. So when people start coming, then there'll already be things in place that will have them feel like it's a friendly environment and not be like scared when they cross the street on Cocoa.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So is there something being studied, or is there something in the works? Or is that not going to be addressed? You know what I mean? Since they're going to do a study on Chocolate, are they going to do a study on Cocoa also? You know, guys know what I mean?
I don't think that's part of what we've been talking about, but I think there's other components, but yeah. It didn't really have anything to do with the community center. Now, we discussed that 2.5-3 years ago when we started coming up with the community center. We discussed traffic.
Okay.
But since we reduced the size, we don't foresee that much traffic, a huge increase in traffic.
On Coco?
Yeah. So you're
people coming into events and stuff?
You're talking about pedestrians crossing,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so maybe you could come see, maybe you could just take a look just to see if there's anything that.
Certainly, like you said, there was a traffic study done initially, more to determine parking and event flow.
Because that was when we were planning 50 meter.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but as I walk down there, because we walk pretty regularly, even with people like trying to cross the street for the Coco Castle,
yeah.
I mean, people will nail that. I mean, crossing, nobody stops for anybody.
That's enforcement.
Can we have that addressed by the police department? And why can't we have those flashing lights like Anvil? I mean, is that like a real hard thing to do? Is that not reasonable?
I'm not sure what lights you're talking about.
When you go down Anvil, down the main street, if somebody wants to cross and it's at like at every intersection, even if there's not a red light there, they can press a button and then these little strobe lights go off on either side. And then, like I said, not only alerted me as the first driver, but the person behind me too, so they didn't run into me. And then the person had plenty of time and they felt safe crossing the street. I don't understand why it's so difficult for Hershey, which is a community that has a lot of visitors in town, and it's more friendly for the people who live here, to have something that's as simple as strobe lights to just let you know that somebody's crossing. Because that Coco Castle thing is really, if anybody's ever walked there, they know that the people with the mommy vans and stuff, they're like watching their kids almost get hit by cars. Does nobody else see this except for me when I walk?
No, Steph, it's not that, and it's just not that one. It's more where the library is, too.
Yeah, it's everything to say Coco in general, Richard.
We discussed this at the transportation meetings.
Was anything resolved?
Well, hold on a second. This is what we're doing downtown in Valley.
Right,
putting those crossing lights in. They're very expensive to begin with. And for Valley, and I think on 743, we would have to get PennDOT approval for those in.
We need PennDOT approval at Valley. We need PennDOT approval at 743. And the
right.
Third one that we're looking at putting in is at Para.
Right.
Is that something we could work on, like maybe for 5 years from now? Because if Anvil can do it, why can't Hershey, the sweetest place on earth, do it? I mean, I don't think I'm being unreasonable. Is that
no,
unreasonable?
No, it's a good suggestion. So it's okay. Something we can take under consideration because we have been talking about, we many different occasions on this board.
Yeah, I've been here. I know we've talked about. Nobody's ever really discussed at length or resolved anything.
Yeah. Well, we hadn't. That suggestion hadn't come up. That's a good one.
Well,
so let us.
No, I suggested before too. Yeah, when I was here, like when before COVID, before the COVID lockdown.
It's come up in internal discussions too. I couldn't even tell you why we didn't move forward on something like that.
So could we make like a little note to try to move forward on this? I mean, I see some of you kind of just like looking like it's no big deal. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's a good comment. Yeah. And we'll take it on.
We'll
talk
look at it.
No one's saying it's not important.
Yeah,
it's just
no,
not,
I didn't say verbally. I'm just saying that body language.
No, some of the things are that seem easy aren't easy, and that's.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
But if we like make a little goal of maybe 4 or 5 years from now. Then in 4 or 5 years, which is really like around the corner, and the older we get, you know how time flies. So then, in like whenever that time frame is, then, I mean, if we expect more people to come to the community center, even though it isn't gonna be as big as originally expected, we still expect more events to be there than previously. So I'm just, you know, I just think that might be a good idea. Thank you for hearing me.
Linda Meyer, 2321 Riley Road. It was mentioned earlier in the update on the finances that the pilot would not be paid by Giant Center for 4 years. The debt service for the Giant Center relies on the hotel tax revenues. Has the ICDA updated the township on that? Is my concern, and with the extension of 2 more years of no pilot payments, is there concern for the township being on the hook for any Giant Center costs?
Thank you, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you.
Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. Follow up from when I was up here earlier. To your point, Mr. Abruzzo, the excitement. Can regular Derry Township residents go on a tour of this thing that you've talked about over at the Recreation Center? I know safety's got to be a concern, but I think part of the thing to help build up excitement is, you know, before, during, and after kind of thing, because I'd sure like to see, you know, how it is. Bring my little Tonka trucks over and stuff like that. If it could be done, I'd like to see something in the Derry Township newsletter and say that you know, some of the residents can go out for a tour. The other thing is, too, is Mr. Christman, and I know that you probably run more RFPs in your lifetime than I'll ever manage, but just to follow up for the RFP for the Tax Association, I think one of the things that Supervisor Nutt was getting at was talking about when you're looking at apples to apples, where I made mention that you can make tax payments online with many other entities. In the RFP comparison, I trust that you'll look to see, okay, this is what it is with an outsourcing. Here it is if we implement a program within the Derry Township portal to pay your taxes. How much would it cost to implement a program like that? You know, if you buy canned software, or if it's something that you just pay a subscription every month, whatever that may be. The other thing along those lines also is, I hope that you're going to look and see what the office space would garner if it was leased out to another company. I myself rent office space, and the last I knew, the Tax Association paid $800 a month to the entity. So my rent is more than $800 a month for about a third of the space. So I got to think that over there would garner a pretty good income, leased or rented out, especially with ample parking right next to a police station. You know, what better scenario would you like? Off-street parking, not too much traffic, you know, unless you're working on a weekend, trying to dodge concert traffic and so on. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers. All right. There are no other folks wanting to come forward. We will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is adjournment. So, is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mrs. Nutt, is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Zaluda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it.